Oh, hi, honey. I'm so glad you called. Yeah, this gives me a little chance to tell you what I have planned for this evening while you're on your way home. Well, the kids are at my parents', so we have the house all to ourselves tonight. Would you like to hear about what I will be wearing for you tonight? I knew you would. I'm wearing that black corset with the purple stitching that you got me, along with a sexy pair of fishnet stockings and a pair of heels I had to brush a little dust off of. Oh, and one more thing. Instead of panties, I'm wearing a brand new strap-on that I've been dying to try out. I'm standing in front of the mirror right now, and I have to admit, I look too sexy for words. My tits look absolutely fabulous in this corset, and my legs look amazing in these stockings. And frankly, I have to say my ass looks pretty great as well, even with this harness on. I bet your mouth is watering right now, just thinking about it, isn't it? And I feel like I have to tell you about this strap-on. It is magnificent. It is the perfect shade of purple, as if it was made to go with this corset. And it must be a full 12 inches long and 2 inches across. Oh, yes. And I absolutely love the way it feels in my hand. The weight of it is magnificent. I feel so powerful just wearing it. I cannot wait for you to get home. Speaking of which, when you get home, I want you to strip off all of your clothes and leave them in the garage. There's a small bag waiting for you on the steps with the leather wrist and ankle cuffs for you to put on. As soon as you have them on, you may come in. I will be waiting for you. To start things off, I want to make sure that you fully understand that I am in charge for the night, so I'm going to take you over the dining room table. Bend you over it, and then lock your hands to the corners so that you have to stand on your tiptoes to touch the floor. Then I'm going to paddle that cute little butt of yours until it is the perfect shade of red. I think I may even have you thank me for each slap as I go. Do you think you can handle that? Good. Once I'm done with that, I will let you down. But I want you on your knees immediately. I want you to kiss my strap-on while you thank me for being so wonderful a mistress. I want you to thank me for the spankings you just received and acknowledge that you do not deserve a mistress as wonderful as me. Once I'm satisfied, I'll have you stand and I'll lead you into our bedroom. Now, once inside our room, you will see that I have the humbler already out and ready to go. I'm going to push you down on the floor with your ass up as high as possible, and then I will so gently grasp your balls and lock them carefully in the humbler, in order to keep you in that position for as long as I desire. After that, I'm going to clasp your hands together behind your back so that you cannot fight back. Although we both know this is exactly what you want. After I play with your tight little ball sack as it's restrained in that devilish device, I'm going to reach between your legs and give your cock a little attention too. I'm sure that after just a few strokes of my hand, you will be rock hard for me. And after that, I'm just going to sit on the edge of the bed and watch as you crawl gingerly over to me. I can only imagine what it must feel like to have your balls tugged on with every stride you take. A constant reminder of my complete control. Especially while your hands remain locked behind you. Once you reach me, I want you to kiss the head of my strap-on again. I want you to kiss my strap-on while you declare your devotion and total commitment to me. Once I'm satisfied with your expression of dedication, I will let you suck my cock. Oh yes, I'm going to enjoy watching your head bob up and down on my big purple dick as you work it farther and deeper down your throat. You should know that I am not afraid to grab the back of your head and push it down even further if I feel you're not taking as much of it as possible. I must be satisfied that you're giving me your best efforts. And as your mistress, don't I deserve your best efforts? Good boy. When I'm satisfied with your performance, I'll push you back to rest, and then I'll make you watch while I put a glob of loop along with your saliva. Gonna take my time rubbing that lube up and down my shaft so you can appreciate the fact that the entirety of my cock is going to be sliding into your tight little ass very soon. And then I'm going to push you face down on the floor once again and take my place behind you with your ass high in the air for me. With the tip of my strap-on perched at your hole, I'm going to let it rest there just for a few moments so you can take it all in. I want you to feel how helpless you are as it knocks gently at your back door. But before I finally push the head of my cock into your ass, I'm going to make you ask for it. No, I'm going to make you beg for it. With my cock hovering on the brink of your asshole, I'm going to make you beg for me to fuck you. I'm going to make you tell me how bad you want it. I'm going to make you plead for me to plunge it deep inside you. After I'm done enjoying your begging, I will push the head of my cock slowly into your ass. But I think once I get it in just a couple inches, I'm going to stop and hold you in place so you can't push back. Because I know you will want more, and I'm going to make you wait for it. I'm going to make you beg for every inch of my cock. And I'll do this over and over again, feeding you just a little more after you've earned it by begging for it. I'm going to fill your ass so slowly until I finally get it completely inside you. And then the real fun will begin. Now that I have you opened up to receiving my whole cock, I'm going to pull it most of the way out before I thrust it back into your ass, and then I will do it again and again. And after a while, I'll take hold of your wrists for a little average leverage so I can pick up the pace. And as I continue to pound your ass with my cock, I am sure you will begin moaning with pleasure as you feel the measure of my domination over you. You'll begin thanking me for fucking you as I thrust into you harder and harder. Oh yes, well, after I've had my fill, I pull my cock from your ass and push you over on your side so you can relax and catch your breath. I'm confident by now there will be a steady flow of pre-cum flowing from the tip of your cock, and your balls will be even tighter than before. I can hardly wait to feel them straining against their bondage. Once I've had a little fun toying with your boys, think I'll unlock the humbler and unclasp your hands and give you a couple minutes to recover while I remove my strap on. When I return, I'm going to move you to the bed and affix your wrists and ankles to tethers I have waiting at the four corners of the bed. And then I can begin playing with your cock, because I want to make sure that it's as hard as it can possibly be. It needs to be hard so I can stroke it right up to the edge of orgasm. I want you to be so close that you can hardly stand it before I stop. And then I will give your cock a good hard slap and move up to straddle your face. At this point, I think you will be so horny that you won't even be able to wait for me to settle into position before you begin licking my pussy. Your tongue plunging deep inside me, and you will quickly discover how wet I am. And then I will let you spend the next several minutes kissing and licking and sucking me. Bringing me to orgasm after orgasm until I'm completely satisfied. I want you exhausted and your face just covered in my juices while your cock stays nice and hard for me. Once I'm done fucking your face, I will lie down next to you on the bed so I can tease your cock. I'm going to take it nice and slow, my fingers dancing up and down your shaft and over your balls. I want you squirming with anticipation. Eventually, I'll take it between my fingertips and slowly stroke up and down while you thrust your hips up to meet my hand desperately. I'm going to love every second of teasing you. Finally, I'm going to wrap my hand around your cock just when you believe you can't wait any longer, and it's going to feel so good. You'll feel the cum boiling in your balls as they start to tighten, your climax building. But I'm not going to push you over the edge just yet. Suddenly, you're going to feel something cold and metal laying on your chest, and your concentration will break for a minute so you can open your eyes and see what it could be. And then my pace will quicken. I'm going to stroke you hard and fast and whisper in your ear. I'm going to tell you that tonight you're going to come so hard for your mistress. And that it's going to be incredible. It might be the best orgasm of your life. And you'd better enjoy every second of it. Because after you shoot your load, I'm going to lock your cock and balls up in this cute little cage. And that incredible orgasm that you're going to have tonight is going to be the last you have for quite some time. That's right. After tonight, you're going to be locked in chastity, and I know you're going to love it. You're going to love being my slave. You're going to love the weight of that cage around your cock and balls, and the constant reminder that they provide of my complete control over you. You're going to love serving me every night with your head pressed between my legs and your tongue bringing me to one orgasm after another until I'm satisfied. You're going to love the way your cock strains to grow within the confines of its cage as the steel maintains its grip. You're going to love seeing me walk around with my magnificent strap on, knowing that when I'm done with you, cum will be dripping from the end of your cage. but the climax you've become desperate for has escaped you once again. And most importantly, you're going to love it when months from now I finally release your cock from its bondage and play with it for a while. Because I promise you, after I'm done with you, you will come harder than you have ever come before. And then you will beg me to lock you up again. Is that you pulling in? Wow, you made record time getting home. See you in a minute.